The recession has hit the dairy industry hard, and wholesale milk prices are in free fall. Most dairy farmers are now producing at a loss. As NPR's John Burnett reports, some are being forced to sell off their herds.
The sign in front of the Stephenville Cattle Company in Central Texas has two messages: thank God for Jesus and dispersal heifer sale. Today is one dairyman's worst dream. Don Beckendorf stands on the catwalk over the cattle pens with his big sad eyes, watching his Jerseys and Holsteins being herded into the auction arena, mostly to be sold for hamburger.
Do you recognize him?
Yes, sir. I see him twice today.
His wife, Deanne, is next to him, bundled against the chill.
When you're up close and personal twice a day, every day, you see him more times than some people see their kids.
The twice-a-day milkings are over for good. Don Beckendorf is cashing out, the last of three generations of dairymen. He faced a cascade of problems. Drought killed his rye crop that he planned to use for cattle feed. An E. coli outbreak killed 60 of his cows last year. Then the credit crisis hit, and the bank called in his note on some new cows he'd bought when times were good. And milk prices tumbled. Dairymen are paid for raw milk per 100 pounds of liquid. Beckendorf got $24 per hundredweight last summer. Last month, it dropped under $17, and this month, it fell below $15 per hundredweight.
Next month, they say we're going to get from $9.90 to $10.60 for a meal, and a break-even somewhere between $16, $17 a hundredweight.
A stout man in a faded plaid shirt, Beckendorf pulls back his cap and scratches his gray hair.
When milk drops to $9.90, I'm afraid there's going to be a bloodbath. I really am.
His 20-year-old son, Daniel, has had to drop out of diesel mechanic classes to find work. Deanne plans to go into town to look for a secretarial job. Don isn't sure what he's going to do.
When the Lord closes one door, he opens another one. And as far as our family, we just have to see what he has in store for us. Now's the time to trust.
Milk prices were strong from 2004 to 2008, and milking cow herds across the nation grew. But since then, world dairy prices have dropped 28%. Demand is down for dairy products, from milk to a cheese pizza. Exports are way down, too. For instance, the melamine milk poisoning crisis in China reduced demand in that huge market. Steve Larson, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine, says this is the worst downturn he's seen in nearly 40 years covering the dairy industry.
We're somewhere in the range of 58 or 59,000 dairy farms, and we expect a good many of them to go out of business.
Back at the auction barn, sitting in the cafe, dairyman Bill Barton says, between bites of a cheeseburger, there's just too much milk out there.
The East Coast is full of milk. West Coast is full of milk. We're just drowning in it. Same thing wrong with GM Motors. Too many cars. Don't take a rocket science to see you're on broke if you can't sell your product.
One would hope that falling prices for raw milk would translate into cheaper milk at the supermarket, but they haven't. Retail milk prices tracked by the USDA have slid only slightly in recent months. Other players in the dairy supply chain, from milk processors to grocers, are not hurting as acutely as the dairymen. Like Don and Deanne Beckendorf, look for more American dairy farmers to watch their life's work end up at the auction barn. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.